Today in our continued series on free enterprise with the Florida Chamber Foundation, we are joined by Nadine Vogel, CEO of Springboard Consulting. Today we're going to be talking about Floridians with disabilities and the skills and the talent they bring to Florida businesses. Nadine, the Florida Chamber Foundation recently released a report with the ABLE Trust, which shows that the employment rate of Floridians with a disability is increasing. Tell us a little bit about Springboard Consulting and how you all work with businesses to make this possible.
Springboard Consulting works with businesses not only throughout the U.S., but throughout the world. We operate in about 35 countries to help businesses mainstream people with disabilities in their workforce, workplace, and marketplace. And what that means is, from an employment standpoint specifically, understanding what they have to do from an organizational readiness standpoint to be able to hire people with disabilities in a way that the individual is successful and the company is successful. And by doing that, we make it easier for them to employ. There's a lot of fear around the employment of people with disabilities, accommodations, costs. By preparing them and working with them, it makes the whole process much easier. And what they find in the end is that these individuals with disabilities often are more productive, take less time off, and therefore will come back and say, okay, let's hire more people with disabilities. So I think that's really what we're seeing.
The Florida Chamber Foundation launched a pilot program a few years ago that helped local chambers and small businesses get the talent they need by matching them with an intern with a disability. Now, this helped the interns get the necessary on-the-job training they need on their pathways to economic prosperity, but it also helped businesses get the talent they needed. Tell us what some of the biggest challenges Florida businesses share with you when looking to recruit new talent.
The first issue that they have, or the first challenge that they express, is a fear of, if I bring someone with a disability and I do this wrong, I don't accommodate them appropriately, we don't engage with them appropriately, then I'm going to get into trouble. And so sometimes they think avoidance is easier. There is the cost of an accommodation. I can tell you that the average cost of a reasonable accommodation in this country is less than $375. My older daughter, who has disabilities, who lives in the state of Florida and works full-time, does not require any accommodations. So one of the challenges is that there's assumptions that are being made. If we have a business that is consumer-facing, there is a concern that the consumers will not be comfortable, be made to feel uncomfortable, will not want to shop in their stores or purchase their products. And in fact, there's been a number of studies over the years that shows just the opposite, that people feel good about it and want to shop more. And I can tell you that we worked with a retailer that had just that. They had an event in store that was for moms and their daughters with disabilities. And they closed the store, and as people stopped by, I wanted to know what was going on. And the individuals were shared, you know, we're having this event, here's why. Every one of them commented, well, that's fabulous. I will definitely be back. Or I'm definitely going to tell my friend about that or my family. So it works actually to their advantage. The other issue is about communications. So the number one global best practice for companies, and almost always the first practice, is something called disability etiquette and awareness training. This is baseline. This is, Preston, if I go to shake your hand and you have a prosthetic device or a hook, do I know what to shake? If we're having a conversation and you use a wheelchair, do I sit, stand, or kneel during the conversation and why? So that's another concern. But if they have this etiquette and awareness training as their baseline, that really covers that. The other concern they have is skill set. We hear often, well, Nadine, look, we're looking for people with college degrees. We're looking for people who have at least some college. 11% of college freshmen year over year for almost 10 years now have been reported as students with disabilities. We believe the number is higher because it is a self-reported number. I can tell you my children with disabilities have gone to college and graduated, and one is still in college. So we tend, again, to have this assumption that if someone has a disability, they won't be as highly educated or as highly skilled as perhaps we need. And that's just not the case. You know, what we find is one of the biggest issues around disability and discrimination is thought. not even so much action, because action follows the thought. And if you have these assumptions, these biases, then you create, I won't say opportunities, you create issues that didn't have to be an issue, but rather could be an opportunity for the business.
Let's expand a little bit on the latter part of that last comment as it relates to that 11% of college freshmen self-reporting having a disability. We also know that Springboard has a foundation that helps provide scholarships for college students with disabilities. Tell us a little bit more.
So the Springboard Foundation has one sole mission: provide scholarships to college students with disabilities. It actually does nothing else. And the reason that we created this, one, it didn't exist, and I learned that when my oldest daughter went to college who has disabilities and could not find scholarships. The idea of this, though, is that when a company says, Nadine, we really need folks with college degrees. We need to find more people with disabilities with that education so we can hire them. I want to make sure that we don't let that piece slip by. So we have two kinds of scholarships. One is a general scholarship that's $1,500. And then we have something called a named scholarship, where a company will provide $2,500 per scholarship. And when we award to the student, we award in that company's name. Not only do we do that, but at the same time, we make an introduction between the student and their that company's HR or talent acquisition team so that we get them started in that engagement to potential internship, employment, something like that. It takes it one step further. And it's something that we've been doing this now for 5 years. Every year, the amount of scholarships that we award have grown. It's any four-year school. Someone just has to have completed their first year of college and have a 3.0. There are, on the name scholarship, some requirements for types of majors and so forth, but for the most part, if someone has a disability, they're attending college, they should apply.
How can businesses get involved with your efforts, Nadine?
There's a number of different ways to get involved with Springboard. The first is very Florida-specific and very current in that Springboard produces an event called Disability Matters. It is an annual corporate conference and awards gala. We have one in North America, one in Europe, one in Asia each year. Our North America event for 2019 is taking place in Jupiter, Florida at the Wyndham Grand. It will be April 23rd to the 25th. We have a few hundred corporate execs, all main stage conference, just learning and experiencing and sharing with one another these types of issues. It's an amazing experience to learn from one another. For information, if they want to look further, can go to www.consultspringboard.com and go to the Disability Matters section, or they can email us at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at consultspringboard.com and learn more. The other way is to engage with us directly. We work with companies on organizational assessments, web accessibility, physical accessibility, compliance, talent acquisition, training. We produce events for companies for Disability Awareness Month in October or December 3rd, the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. No matter if you're looking at issues around mental health, veterans with service disabilities, parents who have children with special needs, whatever aspect of this a company feels like they need help with, we can provide that support directly to them.
Lastly, let me take another moment of your time. What advice would you give to businesses about recruiting new talent?
To recruit the new talent when and how it's appropriate. And what I mean by that is often, institution called the OFCCP, the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs. If a company is a U.S. federal contractor, meaning they earn more than $10,000 in revenue per year from the federal government or a federal government agency, they have to comply. And the OFCCP in March of 2014 put something out called a utilization goal of 7%. And companies, what that means is companies should have 7% of their workforce being people with disabilities. And there's some other requirements as well. But what that does is it gets folks thinking, oh my gosh, I need to recruit. I need to get people in here with disabilities. And I don't disagree. However, I want companies to make sure when they do this, they do it right, both for themselves as a company and for the individuals. So it takes us back to how we started, which is organizational readiness. let's make sure we have in place that our website, our careers portal, if we're recruiting people on our website, that it's accessible to someone who is blind or has a visual impairment or can't use a mouse or a keyboard. Let's make sure that our building or our storefront is accessible to someone who perhaps uses a wheelchair. Let's ensure that we have an accommodations process in place so that should someone need an accommodation, we can easily provide that. It doesn't mean everything has to be perfect before you start recruiting. It does mean that you should consider all of these issues and really know where you are on this journey so that when you go to recruit, you're engaging appropriately, you're providing appropriate resources, and you will actually reap the rewards of hiring someone with a disability and finding out, like I said earlier, the amazing skill sets, commitment, everything that they bring to the table.
Nadine, thanks so very much for some of your time today. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you, Preston.
Nadine Vogel, she is CEO of Springboard Consulting and our guest today on this podcast.